Question 15. If God is going to give these people a chance in the valley of decision, why should we try to reach them with the gospel? Answer. The reason we preach the gospel around the world is because hurting people need help, and Jesus is the only answer for a lost, hurting, and dying world. Another reason is because Jesus told us to reach the lost. In Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In Luke 24, verses 46 and 47, Jesus told his disciples, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This is why we all must make an effort to reach the lost around the world. There are not enough laborers for the harvest of souls, which is evident by the number of people around the globe who still have not heard the truth of who Jesus is and why he came to earth. There is yet a third reason why we are to reach people around the globe. In Matthew 24:14, Jesus told us that at the end of the age, sorrows will come like labor pains. There will be wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, betrayal, false prophets, and lawlessness. The love of many will grow cold. Then he said, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to the nations, and then the end will come." In the very next verse, Jesus talks about the tribulation. A similar quote is found in Mark chapter 13, verse 10, when Jesus spoke of nations rising against nations, earthquakes, famine, and persecution. Then he said, "And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations." Shortly after, he speaks of the tribulation. The Greek word for world in Matthew 24:14 is oikoumene, and it means the inhabited earth. In Mark 13:10, the Greek word for nations is ethnos, and it means race, tribe, nation, and people. God is going to give every race, tribe, nation, and people on the inhabited earth a chance to hear the gospel before Jesus returns. Regarding the tribulation that Jesus spoke of, John wrote in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 17, "He, the beast, the Antichrist, causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." This person will be given authority to control every race, tribe, nation, and people. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11 says that those who worship the beast and receive this mark on their hand or forehead will be tormented with fire and brimstone, and the smoke of their torment will ascend forever and ever. They will have no rest day or night. Why would God want people who have never heard the gospel to unknowingly take this mark and doom themselves for eternity? In his mercy, it seems that God wants as many people as possible to be ready when Jesus returns to catch away the righteous believers. Why should we want these people to endure tribulation while we, the righteous believers, are caught away?